Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is an aim to make a man feel proud.
Good morning from the Concrete Gang, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, 8:55 on your AM dial every Sunday morning for 49 years. Good morning to all the listeners. This is the final countdown. It's the award-winning Suki Lala and Scallywag Show of the Year. It's the final show for this year from the Concrete Gang. It's been a big year. And joining me, as per usual, and we have a special guest, we have the Free Trees.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have the Sparrow.
Morning, everyone.
And we dusted off the legend himself, Warren.
Good morning, listeners. And welcome to my show. continue, Campo.
Continue. So, obviously, this is the last show. We have had a big year. And we appreciate all the listeners that have been listening all year. It's been a massive year for the union, and we've got it. I tell you what, there's a big candidate of Scallywags and Suki Lalas. There's a few hot favourites. But it has been a pretty bad week, and we do want to make mention of it. Obviously, you know, the massacre in Bondi, you know, it's a tragedy, and, you know, it doesn't matter what religion or what creed you are or what your beliefs are. It's just a disgrace.
Yeah,
you know,
shit house.
And absolute condolences shit to all the family and all those people. And a shout out to the bloke who, you know, tackled the bloke, and there's a few heroes in that, and, you know, yeah. And I think this time here, we just got to practice on being good humans, and, you know, you see some of the racial dribble on, you know, social media and all that, and you got rednecks like Pauline Hanson coming out and trying to split the community.
Yeah, they love it. They love the division, don't they?
We be united.
Some of these people can wait to get on, get their platforms and their brand out there on the back of this massacre. Like, it's a disgrace. Mm-hmm. People haven't even grieved yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
you know
still what I mean? In
shock. It's disgusting.
Mm. The whole country's in shock, really. Isn't
yeah.
It?
And when it comes to Netanyahu in Israel entering into the whole incident in a political way to push his own cause is absolutely
sick.
A disgrace.
Sick, isn't it?
Sick. If he can't take any higher moral ground whatsoever, that bloke. But
he's a bona fide psychopath, mate.
All right, moving right along. So, obviously, this year we and I keep saying obviously. Yeah, so
you're up to 10. That's 10 already.
People are going to make that a drinking game. I'm trying to stop it, but obviously, it's pretty hard for me.
Some people might be replaying this on Spotify at Christmas Day to do how many obviouslys can we get in before
a bad
we get
drinking
drunk?
Game, actually.
You know, maybe could be a thing. Campo's people, we can do that all Christmas.
The gift that keeps giving.
Don't use a high level of alcohol when you play that game, or you'll be dead. Mm.
This year we did have, and one of the things we got young Warren in here to speak about, one of the things we did have the great man the Gorilla retire, and we thought we'd ask the Warren, what is his best gorilla story, because there's plenty of them, but we thought Warren had, he's been, him and the grill have been into mischief for years. There's got to be some stuff he can't say, but there'll be some ones he can.
Well, there there are certainly some we can't talk about. not on community radio or any other media. But yes, there's been a few adventures over the journey, but I think probably the one I mentioned to the boys before we started, Appleton Dock, back in the day, mixed metals job down at Appleton Dock, and I was working for the rigger, and I was the deputy steward for the FEDFA. Yes, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I was deputy steward for the FEDFA. And the great man was, of course, the delegate and convener of the delegates committee down there. As is his habit, he was running the show. And one of the instructions he gave was that the Victorian riggers, because it was a West Australian mob, and he said, just get the job done. Just make sure it's done safely and we get the job done. But we've got to get the job done. None of this fucking around stuff, right? Okay, righto. Yeah, no worries. So this day, I am literally hanging by my legs, trying to get the first bolt in of this walkway that had to be fixed in a very difficult situation. Anyway, I've got it on the hook. We're getting it into place. The wind is blowing. It's starting to spit rain. It is a shit day with a shit job. And anyway, time to use the sledgehammer and just get the thing in. Had to get it in because everything else depended on just getting this first bolt in, and then we sweep. And then down below me, I see, you know, quite a distance below me, I see this large, hairy person yelling at me. And I can't hear a word. I don't want to hear a word. No. Anyway, I got it in. We got the job done. And then I got summons to the delegate's office where I was, shall we say, berated at a level which was probably noticeable by the peggies in the shed adjacent. And when he had finished, I said, well, you told me to get it done. I got it done. That's what riggers do. They solve problems. I copped another berating. And then he said, and admittedly, it was after Smoko, but it wasn't after lunch.
In between Smoko and lunch.
Yeah. Here, you want a beer? So we had a beer and talked about it. And then we had a second beer and talked about it a bit more. But anyway.
I would have fixed it.
He ain't the easiest person to work with, I'll say that. But he, tell you what, yeah. I'd rather have him on my back than anyone else.
Yeah. True.
He and I have survived many arguments over the journey, and we still probably have an argument or two, but a couple of old men in retirement having an argument, it's not uncommon, but I tell you what, can't do better.
Yeah. You should be able to give the park bench a hug and the thing during the day.
Yeah, that's right. You can switch.
And you still got the bet going. But yeah, like I said, you know, it's the grill is retired, and you know, well, does, like, you know, he should have been lifted out of the joint like a champion as he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we feel he's lost still. You know, not being around, but we'll battle through.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Righto.
Now we've got to get to the real business, the one we've been waiting for.
The nitty gritty.
The nitty gritty.
Yeah. So, for the listeners, I've done my homework. You can pick that one out of four at school did their homework and it was me.
Yeah.
Right? So we've gone through the whole year, and I tell you what, listening to it was painful.
We've actually got a highlight show.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, there were some weeks where it was very difficult to work out who actually was Scallywag of the Week and Sookie Lala, because if it wasn't for Annie on quite a number of occasions, the show would have turned off without actually announcing it.
100% it would have. Yep.
Yep.
we don't claim to be perfect.
And the gorilla did like to sign off very quickly, but it's been a big year when you look at the number of people that have been nominated, because there's a whole lot of people that got nominated once. Everyone from Rapid Creek, Fulton Hogan, Castle Architectural, Arada, it goes on and on and on. Everyone copped a mention in Scallywag, and a whole lot of people copped a mention in Suki Lala's. However, there are some people that do stand out just by the sheer number of appearances and the stories that are attached to them. And when it comes to Scallywags, there's some people that got mentioned any number of times, but the ones that kept getting mentioned we'll come to, but the finalists include John Hollands, Haser, Keynes, S.J. Higgins, General Cranes, Hamilton Marino, Clark Cranes, it goes on and on. Hanson and Youngkin, We Build, and the AWU, of course.
Oh, please.
Can't have a year without them. But I got to say, the ones that stand out just not only by the number of times they're mentioned, but also by the fact that they usually got quite a few mentions among Suki Lalas as well. So the final four would be from fourth up, CPB, and they got a few mentions in Suki Lala as well.
Starting effort from them.
Third place, Capital. And deserving performance, I got to say. Yeah. And also sucked up big time. And, of course, a perpetual finalist.
Ooh.
The one and only Ivan the Abysmal from IND. And he sucked up as much times as he won Scallywag.
The daily double there.
But the outstanding performance, if you want to call it outstanding, but it's certainly notable, is BMS and their partners in crime. What do you call them?
Vestas.
They are clearly the outstanding performance, because not only was it a case of their industrial attitudes, their safety attitudes, but they were also the job where there was a fatality. And that, as Sparrow reminded me, is a story all of its own.
Oh, yeah. The way they handled that was disgraceful.
And they're still making pigs of themselves. Like Vestas bringing in the asbestos, in the brakes.
In the
lifts that go up the towers, that the brakes were full of asbestos. Yeah. And
How'd they go with the death?
With the death, we got out there probably, an hour or so after it, and the ambulance had been there. They couldn't do anything to revive him, so they put a sheet over the body on the hard stand. They wanted everyone to get working, couldn't see why.
See, that just goes to show you what's acceptable in other countries, and that's what they think they can build to.
And the police didn't do themselves any favours. They're trying to question people while the body's like metres away from the workers. They're in shock. It was just shit house. The safety bloke, we're having a meeting with him, and it was all pretty amicable, and just about how disgusting it was. You wanted to get him back to work, and he stood up and said, "I haven't got time for this shit," and walked out of the meeting. That's their safety bloke,
And you had the likes of the AWU and they were trying to hinder us while we were getting on the job. It was
terrible. Not to mention these guys, they've worked together for years, and their mate's dead with a sheet over him. It was shocking. That's BMS and Vestas. Vestas insure themselves for a certain amount of deaths a year,
Shows you how much they don't value your life at all.
No, they don't give a shit.
They don't care,
It's not their family in there having to put these things up.
An observation. Till Vestas came along, wind farms were done very much locally.
Yeah.
And a lot of the tower sections were manufactured down at Keppel Prince in Portland.
Yeah.
It was, a rough type of construction because it's isolated, it's on top of bloody mountains and all the rest of it.
It's obviously
the
windy.
Wind's blowing everywhere. And access is shit.
Yeah, it's in the middle of paddocks, isn't it?
Yeah, and but the jobs got done, people got paid appropriately, and now as soon as there's an opportunity for the big money, along they come.
Yeah, straight from China, hence the asbestos in the lifts and the brakes, Like,
but a company like BMS, which is Danish owned, you would think they wouldn't even try it on in their own country.
Yeah.
But they try it on here. Once you get out of Melbourne, a few kilometres, suddenly the rules get changed. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, did they ever try it? And they were flying in scabs.
And even the way, you know, the way they treat the blokes on that on the picket and all that, was a joke.
They cease production everywhere in the state to bring people down here to try and get the show on the road. Obviously, it wasn't sustainable in the end. Like, but
we always get them in the end.
Yeah.
And we always forget, what about the poor sheep they killed when the tower flicked off?
Yeah, the bits of the blades flying off everywhere.
The flock they took out.
The farmers were fuming down there. I remember they blocked the driveway with one of the cranes. The farmer was going off his head, flipping out.
But also, it should be mentioned that Rookwood, which is the job, isn't it?
Rookwood.
Is in the middle of nowhere.
But it is also the biggest
wind
farm in Victoria, and the state government promoted it big time, and a lot of the SEC money is going into it. And I would have thought that the state government should get a dishonourable mention of it because 100%. They are the safety regulator. They are the people who make decisions about who gets the economic benefit of all this money that is being spent. You would think that they would take a bit more of an interest.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work down at Cadinia Park with the Chinese steel either, did it? With the roof?
No, it's 100%.
And let's be honest, these state government jobs and federal government jobs, they're there to stimulate the community and make Australian jobs.
Yeah.
You know, we keep shipping the money overseas.
Yeah. It's also to set the standards.
Yeah. And remember the Westgate Tunnel? They opened the containers full of lead paint.
Yep. No. There's a lot to be asked about the state government in terms of getting the job done regardless of the cost.
All right.
I suppose Sookie.
We'll cut the track and then we'll come back to the Sookie, all right?
All right. Because there's some big Sooks here.
What a great song. So we better get straight into it. So who, where are we at, Warren? Where are we at?
Well, with Scallywag, we also have a second division, if you like. Some people who from outside the industry who have more than enough to say about the industry without actually being fair and reasonable.
Or actually ever worked in the industry either.
And don't care, just destroy the union if they can. So, can I suggest that along with our good friends from BMS and Vestas, there is an equal and disreputable nomination.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll.
Ooh.
That was the most pathetic drum roll I've ever heard.
Hey,
Nick McKenzie.
Oh,
what a grub.
What a personal vendetta he has run against the union and building workers. Mm. We are all criminals and bikies and all the rest of it. Mm. Well, there ain't no motor attached to my bike, Nick. And all I can say is I reckon there would be people who have been in the industry for only a couple of years who have done more for building workers than you could ever claim, destroy the organisation and absolutely hang shit on every worker in the industry in the union.
Didn't it come out that he actually breached his own ethics? He was calling on
Bullying and stuff. Paying the story.
Yeah. With Ben Robert Smith.
Yes, that's right.
So he breached his own ethics and he said, oh, if someone found out about this, I'd be...
Yeah, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Like 60 Minutes, we might have to do a little special into that, deep dive.
Deep dive.
What we call it, 30 minutes?
The deeper you dive, the more shit you get on yourself. Mm. But anyway, let's move on.
Let's digress.
We're going to the winners, or...
Well, and then they're my suggestions for winners.
I'm with you. Daily Double, I reckon.
Best. I agree.
Buddy.
So BMS.
Double. BMS and Nick McKenzie.
Yes, indeed.
Skellywag of the year. Yeah.
Well done. You've earned it.
Right,
you've earned it.
We're going to have to buy two trophies.
And obviously, let's go in the Suki Lala.
Oh, Suki Lala.
We can't list that.
Well, I've got to say, there is a huge field. Oh, some people just keep reappearing, Capital and BMS and Canes and General Cranes, Hamilton Marino, as well as some of the occasionals like Central Scaffold, mention, Q&S.
Oh, Cladding.
Cladding.
Yeah.
Quinton, yes.
He's on the no EBA list at the minute.
And Cascade Breweries.
Over in Tassie. Yeah,
Grubs.
And I got to say, CSR have had a big year. They get mentioned, but haven't actually been put into the finalists. But
every 4 years they come about, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And then on the non-industry sector... Jackie Felgate.
She came home with a wet sail, didn't she?
She's not a fan of us. I don't
think she's a fan of anyone.
And the likes of Michael O'Connor. All the Tower Crane bosses.
Yeah.
Frankston City Council. Didn't quite follow that, but anyway.
That was the parking thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Nah, they're just grubs anyway.
Ten Slabs Tim.
Oh!
He'll love that, getting an old bench.
Yes, Zach Merritt and the Geelong Football Club, just to keep that AFL connection. So it's been a big year, but I've got to say, outstanding performance. Not only can they lose an election, but they keep whinging about it. The Liberal Party.
Oh. Hey, please.
Suki Lala's, but,
nothing like
it. Let's talk industry.
Yeah. We need an industry Suki.
Yeah.
We've got some industry Suki.
We've got some howlers out there.
And I reckon it's been a close run thing between two finalists in the Scallywags stakes. You guessed it. Ivan the Eternal and Abysmal from IND and Pushing Hard.
Oh, my God.
Capital.
Ooh.
I think Capital are a future winner of both one day.
Oh, well, they are top three finalists in both from my point of view, but...
That's no small feat. That's actually quite... It's a lot of effort gone there to get them there.
And they did it all by themselves.
All by themselves. Jeez, you think about that Suki Lala list, you think how much oxygen has been wasted in this planet.
Well, that's the lineup. It's
who are we going for? My baby.
You gotta go Ivan, don't you?
Ivan, for sure.
He's doing it hard.
He's still playing up now.
Production, mate. The reason he wants to come back to work is because of production.
He wanted to come back early for production, but then on another job, he doesn't want to come back till after Australia Day because he's going to have to lay blokes off.
And he likes quoting the EBA in some states, not following it and other things,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And he's soaking up about 50 cent cider lounge.
Oh, yeah, he's...
down in Geelong.
He's in the disputes board actually on Wednesday. We haven't got an
outcome. They're saying it's 300 grand. And
we should play 50 cent.
The government have plastered the job in billboards saying $500 million new hospital. so the guys are going, hang on a minute, where's our extra 50 cents an hour side allowance?
And he has, through the years, Ivan's always been up there, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. For a sustained performance.
It used to bring people above us, and they're all not there anymore.
That has not in any way impaired his performance. No, he just whinges to everybody now.
100%. He's a thoroughbred whinger for sure.
Well, he's good at it.
Good at it. If you got, if you're going to be good at something, you've got to stick to it, eh?
Mm.
So, Ivan the Abysmal.
Oh, Ivan.
Ivan.
Lock it in.
Well done, Ivan.
Lock it in.
It's a nice Christmas present for you.
You've been training for it for a long time, and, you know, we'd
you
like
got
to,
there.
You got there. You finally did it. And just, I think next year we might nominate the whole award as Ivan the Abysmal IND Suki Lala Award of the Week.
Well,
because it used to be the Clemo Award.
It used to be the Clemo Award, yes. Michael Clemenger.
Bernie probably
absolute,
came close as well.
Yep, absolute sustained performance. Disappeared off the radar. Either learnt his lesson or he ain't around no more.
Exactly. He's hit the radar. He's gone under the mattress, old Clemenger. But he did like a sook, that man. So
and not only that, sooked about being called a sook.
All right, so...
So Ivan will be doing the same, I'm sure.
So we got the winner. We got who we got? BMS
and
Nick McKenzie, Scallywag of the Year, and Ivan the Abysmal.
The Abysmal.
Sookin, Suki Lala of the Year. And we will be naming the award next year till someone else beats him. The Ivan Suki Lala Award of the Week.
Just goes to show consistency pays off.
Consistency is key. And like... like I said, we want to say a big thank you to all the listeners who've been listening to us all year. Next year's a big year. We've got our 50 years, and, you know, we're going to have some big celebrations, and it's 40 years since the BLD reg.
And thanks to Gorilla for all his input over the years.
Yeah, thanks to Gorilla. We've still got all PTSD from the way we were treated, but it's all good.
Our ears are still healing.
Yeah. And we better go out the same old way. Dare the struggle?
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose.
And we're going out with the Cosmic Psychos for the winners of the Scallywag and the Suki Lala. Yeah.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.